नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायति कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने
cannot reach him.
So we cannot taste by our senses whether he is sweet or not. But this worldly thing can be tasted by our senses. And so we are attracted with them or we reject them. We do not please our sense, we do not try for getting it. This is the reason why we do not want or like Krishna. Because we are not getting him by our senses. We cannot see with our eyes, we cannot hear his flute piping by our ears, we cannot smell his flavor, we cannot speak his name or his qualifications. Everything is beyond our senses. So we are not liking him. We are not tasting his attractiveness. If we could taste, then we could love him. So long as I do not taste a sweetmeat, I am not attracted by it. Such is, we are not attracting because we have got no chance of tasting him, whether he is good or bad. We only hear by our ears from others that he is very good. He is the best. This hearing is not with our knowledge. We can believe or we can not believe. But those who can believe may get after striving. But who do not believe cannot get in any time. Is it not the truth? For this reason, what we are to do? Tasmat gurum prapaddeta jigyasu sriya uttamam sabde pare chalishnatam brahmannu pasamasram. If we want to know the best thing, best subject, we should surrender us to the person who is acquainted with that subject, who has the knowledge of him, and he is Gurudev. Gurudev can explain him to us because he is a subject living near him and serving him. He is very good, intimate potency. Unless and until we accept him, we cannot know the sweetness of the Lord. This is the reason why we are not liking him, why we are not of ruchi. Maya mugdha jive nahi Krishna smriti gyan, jivere kipai Krishna hoila veda puran. We are in such a state, so overpowered by Maya, that we have got no knowledge of Lord Krishna. Who is Krishna? We can't explain. We can't give you the idea. Human being overpowered by Maya, do not know, have got no knowledge of Krishna or God. So he can't say. You can say what is aeroplane, you can say. What is worship, you can say. You can describe it to me. But what is Krishna? We can't explain. Because you have got no knowledge of it. Why? We are so wise, why do not know? We are wise regarding these things, but not the transcendental things. About material things we have got knowledge, but about transcendental we have got no knowledge. Krishna is the transcendental. Prem is a transcendental thing. Bhakti is transcendental thing. Unless and until we take shelter of that person who is a transcendental, we cannot know anything about the transcendental realm. Tad vijnanartham sa guru meva abhigacchi. This is the instruction in our teachers. If one wants to know him, he should go to that personality who knows him. He is Gurudev, Divine Master. Dhruva tried his best. You can say, no, if we try heartily, then we can get everything. As for example, Ekalabya. Ekalabya. Ekalabya was not accepted by Dronacharya as a student. But he tried keeping a picture of Dronacharya in front of him and tried his Dhanurvidya, the architectural learning. But he was successful. He could possess the qualification of Sabdabhedibhan. So why we cannot get Krishna, knowledge about Krishna? If we try, we must get it. This is the example of some body, that if we try, we must get it. Krishna is not purchased by some people, he is for all. He is for all, he is not partial. So why he will not bless me? I must get his blessing if I try. This sort of question is present in our knowledge. But why Ekalabya succeeded and why we will not succeed in case of God? Why not? The architecture is a material subject. By material means we can earn that knowledge. But spiritualism is not materialism. So by material process it cannot be had, cannot be gained. This process should also be spiritual. But we are ignorant of that spirit. Whatever educated we may be, we have got no knowledge of the spirit. Our education in schools and colleges is regarding material things, not a spirit. No knowledge is given, imparted to them about the spirit. What is spirit? They give us the knowledge, not directly, indirectly. There is something, but what is that thing? They can't express it. The physicians or the surgeon operate this body, operation, but do not find the spirit. Up to this time, there is no instrument to show that spirit, to know that spirit. But they are bound to accept that there is spirit, one thing which has led the body, so this body is not working and no more work. The presence of the spirit is the main cause of living this body. This body is inanimate and material. It is material for all the time. Not sometimes spiritual, not sometimes material. One stick, I can move this stick. Now this is moving. Is it spirit? Is it spirit? No. It is always material. It is always inanimate. It has got no sense of feeling, moving, etc. So this body is also like that. But we are thinking, we are moving, because there is the presence of that spirit. But what is that spirit? Why from it is staying? What is the origin of it? It is not taught in our schools and colleges. That spiritualism is the Indian education. That spiritualism is the education of our Vedas, Sanatana Dharma. The culture of that spirit is present in India and not all over other parts. So everyone comes to India to learn that education. That culture is present here. Upanishad is present here. But we are very sorry to express that we are ignorant of our own sciences. This was described by in Lamentation of Madhusudan Babu, Madhusudan Datta. He Bharat, Bandade Tava Vivida Ratan. Do you know Bengali? Do you know Bengali? Bengali? That is a poetry written by Madhusudan Datta. He Bharat, Bandade Tava Vivida Ratan. Tasavi avod ami paradhan lobe matra korinu bhavan paradeshi bhikkhavitti kukkhane achuri. He went to England for getting education, knowledge, higher knowledge, and he was turned Christian. After that, in his last life, he has written this lamentation. In India, what is not present? The best thing is present here. But I am so fool, I went to Western country to get higher education. We are also fool like that. We are going out to England, America, Russia to get married. They are getting the best knowledge from India. They admit it. In written and white, they are admitting it. In spite of that, we are so full, we are so overwhelmed with Maya, that we do not obey our, respect our superiors, our rishis, our scriptures. We tell it myth. Their history is called now myth, not truth, mythology. Unnecessary to read the scriptures. What is the necessity? It is good for nothing. This is this sort of education taught to our little boys, and they have taught Gnostic for this reason. Nilakasher konkhane oi nilakasher konkone হরিরা সব করছে খেলা পারিজাতের ফুল বনে মিথ্যে অলিক কল্পনা কামধেনু আর স্বর্ণলতার ছলনাতে ভুলব না মানকুমারী বসু ওয়ান পোয়েট লেডি পোয়েট পোয়েট্রিস রিটেন দিস পোয়েট্রি দিজ আর অল ফলস ফলসুট পড়ি. There is nobody in the sky. Neelakasher konkhane oi neelakasher konkone. Where? In what part of the sky? What part of this sky they are present? It is false. They are playing there. It is false. No. There is nobody. Nilakasher konkhane oi nilakasher angels, angels. In English it is called angels. There is no angel in the sky. No, there is no him. Because we are not seeing it with our eyes, therefore it is not present. Because I am blind, so I have not the power of seeing. So everybody is blind. Nobody can see. Because I cannot see, everybody will certainly also do not see. This is the reason. Is it reason? If I am blind, everybody will be blind. Nilakasher konkhane oi nilakasher konkone porira sab korche khela. They are playing. Parijatir Pulbone in the forest of Parijat. The heavenly tree plants. Parijatir Pulbone. Mitha. These are all falsehood. Ali, Kalpona, imagination. No truth. No. পরিযা সব করছে খেলা পারিজাতের পুরনে মিথ্যে অলি কামধেনু আর স্বর্ণলতার ছলনাতে ভুলব না. দিস আর চিটিং ফলসিপ কামধেনু ফলস. দিস স্টেটমেন্ট ইজ ফলস রিগার্ডিং কামধেনু. উই গেভ সাচ ডেসক্রিপশন ইন আওয়ার মহাভারত. দেয়ার ওয়াজ ফাইটিং to secure that Kamdhanu from the father of Parashuram and Jamanagdi. These are false. In our scripture such false is present statement. This is imparted to our little boys. So they have got no regard in our scriptures, in our shastras. There is no Sarnalata. Made up iron is gold. Creeper, made up gold. Vrindavan in Vrindavan the plants are Kalpataru. What we mean by Kalpataru? Whatever you want from them, they can give you to you. These are the false. The earth, the sands of Vrindavan is made of precious gems. Name? Chintamani. Whatever you will think, whatever you will play out to them, they can offer you. Tuyam Amritam. The water of Vrindavan is Amrita, nectar. If you drink it, you will not die. You will not to be born in womb anymore. Such is the statement about Vrindavan. But we do not see it in our senses, by our senses. So this is false. Apparently it is true. But is it true? Is it false? It can never be truth. One boy of 7 years old can lift the Govardhan hill. The fools and yes, fools can regard it. But it is falsehood. Because we are overpowered by Maya. We do not know who is Krishna. God is shapeless. He has got no shape. Because we cannot see him with our eyes or other senses. Therefore he is shapeless. These are their statements. Apparently true. But where is the wrong? In Upanishad it is stated, Yatova Yatova Imani Bhutani Jayanti Jena Jatani Jivanti Jat Pajanti Abhisham Vishanti Tad Vijigyasasya Tadeva Brahma. The description of Brahma is this. Definition is this. Yatova Imani Bhutani Jayanti. All these all these animals or beasts and everything, creation has been created out of Brahma. Everything has been created out of him. But in this creation we see shape. We see shape in human being or other animal. That is shape. That is shape of their body. How is it possible if the shape is not at all present in Brahma? The shape of a child, the shape of a son or girl proves that the father or mother has got shape. Unless they had no shape, the child could not be seen in this shape. Oil, mustard oil, can be had by pressing mustard seeds in machine. It proves that the mustard seed possesses mustard oil. The Rabi says, if you can press in the machine, you can't get mustard oil, because mustard oil is not present in the rubbish. So if everything comes from Brahma, it proves that, and if there are different shapes in this creation, it proves that the Creator has got all the shapes in Him, for which this shape is present. He has got all shapes. It is not only accepted in Sanatana Dharma, but in every Dharma, in the Muslimism, in the Christianism, this statement is present in their scripture. In Bible we see, God created man out of His own image. What does this mean? He is shape, He is not shapeless. They are divided in two classes. One admits shape, one does not admit shape. Roman and Catholic. Shia, Sunni. In Muslim also we find this difference. God gives Allah, inna Allah khalaqa min suratihi. This is the scripture of Hadith. The same thing it has been stated there. Allah created human beings out of His own image. Therefore, God is not shapeless. He has got shape and has got every shape which is present before us, which we see by our senses, which is omnipotent. He has got every power, not only every power, but we cannot imagine this can be seen in Him. He, being a boy of 7 years, can lift the Govardhan for hill. It is only He who can do it. He killed the demon Putana, who smeared His waist with poison. Krishna sucked and Putana died. But if we suck that poisonous waist, we will die. Such was occurred before the death of Krishna. Many child was killed by her in Braja. And so she wanted to kill Krishna by that process. But Krishna is not like, the other boys of Braja. He is the Creator. He is the main source. But Putana could not understand him. So if God appears, Krishna appears before us, we can't know Him as Krishna, the Supreme Lord, the Almighty. We can't know. We can't understand, because our senses can't understand Him. But how can be understood? Tad vijnanartham sa guru evavi gacche. Dhruva went to the forest and cried, "Oh Madhusudan, come to me and do what I want, give me what I want. I want to sit in my father's throne. And for this reason, he gave up his food, everything. He tried very hard. Narayan was satisfied upon him, but he could not go before him. Called Narad Goswami. and told him, Narad, go to Dhruva. See how trouble he is suffering, how suffering he is bringing. Why? Necessity of going to Narad. He may go. Narad also do not deny it, not told, that you are praying, you are being paid, you go there. Narad did not say like this. Narad went personally to him. Why? What is the necessity of Narad in this case? If Narayan would go to him, Dhruva could not understand what he is. To make it understand, Narada was sent there before he reached this thing. So that divine master, that agent of that purpose, Gurudev is that agent who can bestow us that knowledge about the reality of God. So unless and until we accept that agent, we cannot know or understand, or we cannot taste, we cannot get that ruchi about Lord Krishna.
Premanjanachurita bhakti lochanina santa sadaiva hridaye cha vilakayanti.
Prem anjan. This, by this, he is not visible. But there must be rubbing of that anjan. That anjan is called prem. Not by this material eye, devotional eye is necessary. Only by devotion, prem, the highest stage of devotion is called prem. Prem says, prem through the subject prem, that subject can be visible. If unless and until we apply prem, anjan, it is not possible to know him, to love him, to get a sweet taste, a ruchi for him. But it cannot be had so easily as you think. Adau shuddha tata sadhu sangha ata bhajana kriya tato anartha nivrittisya tato nishtha ruchis tata tata sukti tato bhava tata premabhuddhanch. So much stages there are, so much classes we have to pass. Adau shuddha. What is shuddha? Shuddha sabde saste kahe sudhira vishyas Krishna bhakti koile sarvakarma kita hai. If you serve, if one serves Krishna, everybody is served. We do not believe it. What is the good of serving Krishna or God in the temple? The human beings are suffering without food or without clothing, etc. What is the good of pouring milk on the Govardhan hill? It is flowing in the drain, waste of food. In this one place of food, we are losing this. what is the necessity of pouring ghee in the fire? What is the necessity? What is the necessity of so much flour wasting? Yes. What is the necessity? It is useless to us. It should be offered to the poor. Then it will be useful. This is our imagination, consideration. But this is worthless thinking. Krishna bhakti koile sarva karma kita hai. Everybody is served by the service of Lord Krishna. Tasmin tushte jagat tushtam panite panitam sarvam. This is the bharshan of them. Tasmin tushte jagat tushtam. In pleasure of him, everybody is pleased. But nowadays it is prevailing in pleasure of the poor, in the pleasure of the government. The pleasure of the poor is the pleasure of the God. Just opposite thinking. And this sort of education is preaching. It's prevailing in political sphere also. No necessity of worshipping, no necessity of religion. What is the necessity of serving God? There is no God, godless. Far from this phenomenon world come from nature. But where from nature comes? Silent there. Mamajani Mahat Brahma, Tasvin Garbhangadam Maham. What has said Krishna? Prakriti jo hai, wo mera potency hai. Bhumirapanalo vayu khamano buddhirevacha ahankara ityam me bhinna prakriti rashtadha aparayam itasku anyan prakriti vidhi me param jivahutam mahabahu jayidam dharjatri jagat matta sarvam prabhattati. Everything has been created out of me. Pitahamasya jagato mata dhata pitamaha. I am the father of this world. Mamajani Mahat Brahma. Sarvajani Sikantaya Murtaya Sambhavanti Je. Pitahamat. Aham Tasya Pita. In every race, the figures are created by me. I am the father of them. Tasmin tushte jagat tushta. By the service of him, everything connected with him is satisfied. Everything has got connection with him. He is the shelter of everybody, everything. Nothing is resting without his shelter. Tasmin tushte jagat tushtam. Yatha taror mula nisechane na tippanti tatskandha hujopa sakha pranopa haracha jathendriyanam tathaiva sarvarhanam achyuteja. Taror mula nisechane by watering the plant, root of a tree. Every portion is served by of the root of the tree. Belief is also Arthur. The root distributed proportionately the water to every part where necessary, properly. Pranopahara cha jatindriyanam. Our senses work always. Eyes seeing, ears hearing, hands working, etc. All senses are working. What am I to do? Where is it present there? For this reason, it should be removed. How? By food. Then, shall I pour bread to the eyes, to the ears? No, that is not proper process. Offer it to stomach, and it will distribute everywhere as is necessary. Pranopaharacha jatindriyana. Toto ibal, exactly like that. Sarvarhana machyutejya. If you serve Achyuta or the root or mool, that Lord Krishna, everybody is served. समाज के लिए आप लोग क्या करते हैं? बैठ के खाते हैं, दूसरा के ऊपर में बढ़कर दूसरा का मत्थे पर हाथ लगाए कि ऐसे ही साधु लोग को भक्त लोग को कहते हैं ये लोग क्या करते हैं आप? समाज के लिए इतना खाना पीना मर जाता है, अपना खाते हो, बुजुर्ग की बोल करके बुद्धू लोग को भावता देकर. नहीं, हम भावता नहीं देते हैं. वेद पुराण सर ट्रूथ, इट इज स्टेटेड इन दैट वेद एंड पुराण. सर्वारोहणम अच्युतेज्या, वी आर सर्विंग प्रॉपरली, बट नॉट यू. यू आर स्ट्राइविंग योर हार्ट एंड सोल, बट इट इज बट द रिजल्ट इज अपोजिट. द मोर यू आर ट्राइंग, द मोर यू आर गेटिंग द अपोजिट रिजल्ट. यू ट्राई